I once had a patient who was so sleep-deprived that she put her dirty dishes into the clothes dryer instead of the dishwasher. She turned on the machine, smashing china and glasses. On an everyday level, sleepy people make math errors, break things and become cross with their families, friends and co-workers. Less commonly, they make mistakes with tragic consequences. It is hard to prove how many fatal car accidents are caused by the drivers falling asleep, but my guess is that the number is high. Laboratory experiments have confirmed that the sleep-deprived mind is prone to micro-sleeps, that is, lapses of consciousness so brief that the subject may not even be aware of them. In one experiment in our laboratory at Stanford University, a volunteer who had only been allowed 4 hours sleep the night before had his eyelids taped open. It is uncomfortable, but it doesn't hurt. He was asked to press a button every time a light flashed. For a few minutes he tapped the switch after each flash, on average every 6 seconds. Then a bright flash surged into his eyes, but he did nothing. "Why didn't you press the switch just now?" we asked. "Because there was no flash," the young man replied. The machines we used to monitor brain activity showed that at the very moment the light had flashed, the young man had fallen asleep, with his eyes wide open, for 2 seconds. If he had been behind the wheel of a car, those 2 seconds could have meant disaster. Our sleep time has been reduced by about 20% over the past century. We are so occupied with work, family, sports, hobbies, and there is very little time left for rest. I consider sleep deprivation a national emergency.